insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of Chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Dear listeners, now let's listen to these verses of Chapter Shu'ara, 155th, 156th, and 157th.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قال هذه ناقة لها شرب ولكم شرب يوم معلوم
He said, this is a she-camel. For her is a time of drink, and for you is a time of drink. Each on a known day.
وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ
And do not touch her with harm, lest you be seized by the punishment of a terrible day.
فَعَقَرُوهَا فَأَصْبَحُوا نَادِمِينَ
But they hamstrung her, and so became regretful.
قال هذه ناقة لها شرب ولكم شرب يوم معلوم. He said, here is a she-camel. She shall have her portion of water one day, and you shall have your portion of water on an appointed day. ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب يوم عظيم. And do not touch her with evil, lest the punishment of a grievous day should overtake you. فَعَقَرُوهَا فَأَصْبَحُوا نَادِمِينَ They hamstrung her and became regretful. We were discussing the story of the people of Thamud, their prophet Salih. He tried to invite them to monotheism, but they did not believe. They tried to justify not following him by calling him being one of the bewitched. However, these people, these disobedient groups, not for understanding the truth, but for merely seeking pretext, ask Salih to bring them forth a sign, a proper sign, a miracle. And he did so by the command of Allah because he must complete the argument for the people. Should there be a punishment over them. So, in response to their request, he said, قَالَ هَذِهِ نَاقَةٌ لَهَا شِرْبٌ وَلَكُمْ شِرْبُ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ In a miraculous manner, one she-camel came out from inside of a mountain. So, the people were surprised. They did not know that this could have happened. So, by the power of Allah, by the unlimited power of Him, this she-camel came out of the mountain, but the Prophet ordered that they should not hurt it the least. So he commands them, لَا تَمَسُّهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ Do not touch her with evil, lest the punishment of a grievous day should overtake you. The point is, what we understand from this very verse is that offense and disrespect to the sacred things, to the venerable things related to the Almighty Allah and the Holy Prophets, results in very harsh punishments and grievous results. لَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ. Do not touch her with evil. فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. A grievous day, its punishment will overtake you. This very she-camel is what is introduced by the Almighty Allah elsewhere in the Holy Quran as Naqatullah, the she-camel of the Almighty Allah. And this offense, this disrespect, this touching her with evil will result in grievous chastisement.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Anyway, when these disobedient people asked Salih for a miracle, he brought them a she-camel from inside of a mountain. And of course, these disobedient people who did not want that those deceived people became aware and considered the people's awareness as a barrier for their interests, planned to kill this she-camel. Finally, they attacked the camel, and by one strike or more, they killed it. And then when they saw the divine punishment was nigh, they became regretful of what they had done. Salih's she-camel was hamstrung by a single person, but the Holy Quran says, فَأَقَرُوهَا. They hamstrung her. Namely, a group hamstrung her because those people were content with the deed of that person. And in this regard, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, certainly, the she-camel of Thamud was hamstrung by only one, but Allah held all of them in punishment because all of them joined him by their content in their consenting to it. So the verse says, فَأَقَرُوهَا فَأَصْبَحُوا نَادِمِينَ. These disobedient people did not even have mercy upon this very she-camel of the Almighty Allah. فَأَقَرُوهَا فَأَصْبَحُوا نَادِمِينَ. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see. By all the lies and treachery, life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.